Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, your host. Thank you for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also, don't forget Talking Puck TV back on the air on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find us on both Twitch and YouTube. Just look for Talking Puck TV. Of course, in my Twitter bio, I've got the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We love to have you join the community, talk some hockey, just have some fun, keep it light. We keep it positive and upbeat, and we'd love to have you be a part of things there as well. All right, there's so much going on in the NHL. As I look at what could I possibly talk about today, the problem was just kind of whittling everything down, I think. One of the things that I wanted to get to early is people kind of inching towards their panic buttons. What's wrong with this player? What's wrong with this team? Why hasn't this guy done X, Y, and Z yet? I think it's natural for us to do a lot of that, and I think in a typical year with a typical training camp, 2 weeks of camp, maybe a little more, where guys are skating beforehand, and then generally four-ish exhibition games, maybe a little less for some guys, to work their way in, get things ironed out. And I've talked about this before. A lot of this stuff is just a factor of time and reps and getting the mental sharpness, the physical sharpness, all that back. And it bears repeating because now we're, you know, kind of edging into the second week of the season. I see people eyeballing their panic buttons. And again, you'll hear it. It doesn't matter what team you follow, who you like, who your favorite is. There is a player on your team or players where the media is already going, what's wrong with that guy? Why isn't he up to snuff yet? Why is he having a slow start? Should we be concerned about his slow start? Normally, maybe you would be. Maybe you would be. But I really cannot see a reason for it at this point. And I know I sound like, you know, I'm trying to calm down Chicken Little as he's running around yelling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. It's not. It is not. This is a completely different start to the season than any we have ever seen. And it's showing itself on the ice. Some things are happening that we didn't expect. Some teams are off to a nice start, but that doesn't mean their games have been perfect. I've watched a lot of different teams play so far. And one of the benefits of having the NHL's streaming package is you're able to do that. A lot of times you see on goals against, there are what I would call fairly big mistakes being made that you typically would see ironed out, sometimes even into the first week or two of the regular season, whether it's new personnel in new places, guys just, you know, acclimating to one another or acclimating perhaps to a new coach, to a new system, even if it's the same coach. There are all these little variables, new line mates, new defensive partners. And I think that we try to rush to judgment and say, well, clearly there's a problem here. We brought in Mike Smith and Barry Jones, and they were both supposed to play together and be awesome, and that's not the way it's working. What's going on? And that's just not how it works. It's going to take a little extra time. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's probably going to take a month of play to get things going. The reason why everybody's eyeballing that panic button is because you don't have a month. You have a 56-game season in 1 month. You're behind the eight ball. You're probably staying there. That's the problem. That's why everybody's upset and panicking. If your team can keep its head above water and stay around 500, let's say, they'll have a shot to figure it out, iron it out, and charge towards the playoffs. Make a run, get in. The real concern will be for the teams that don't figure it out, lose five of their first six or seven of their first 10. You're pretty much buried at that point. The season's too short to really recover from something like that, unless you go on a giant win streak on the other end of the season. If you put it together for seven or eight games in a row, okay, maybe. You know, you write that wrong, but think about that. If you start 3-7, you need to win four in a row just to get back to 500. And now you're 14 games into a 56-game season. Guess what? You're a quarter of the way there. So that's a problem. And I understand why people are freaking out. But you know what? I think that a lot of teams are going through these same growing pains. And it's why you may see things like, take for instance, the Buffalo-Philadelphia series that we just saw. Buffalo, I think, actually outplayed Philly in both games. But the Sabres only won one of them. They won 5-1. Then they were shut out 3-0. And you say to yourself, well, what was the difference in those games? You know, sometimes pucks just go in. Things happen. And I think that for Philadelphia, it's not that they didn't work hard in the first game, although they got beat 5-1 and it looks like it's a lopsided game. And Buffalo did dominate the Flyers. I think they actually were the better team in both games. But sometimes, some nights, you get pucks to go in. And not that that's not the case in the regular NHL season. I just think it's exacerbated and highlighted in a shortened season. But we're going to see a lot more of it because from night to night, as guys get it going, some guys will not have it going. And they will not be able to come out and do what we're used to seeing them do. And the other thing is we're playing a lot more games in a shorter period of time with less rest, which means less practice because coaches don't want to skate their guys as much. They know they're going to need that rest because they're right back at it again the next day and then the next day. And then there's a lot of back-to-backs this season. In a shortened season, to have 7 or 8 back-to-backs is kind of crazy and not usual. So it's a weird year all the way around. I know you're eyeballing your panic button, whether it's your player or your team. Unless your team does the aforementioned lose 5 of the first 6 or 3 of the first 10 or 7 of the first 10, I should say, you're not allowed to push it just yet. And dial it back. Give it a minute. Let things kind of come to fruition here. So that's my advice for now. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. We'll see where things are. But again, I understand why you're looking at that button because you don't have a couple of weeks. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Again, please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And if you want to hear a couple of former NHL play-by-play guys talking hockey, Mike Haynes and I on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube. I always tweet out those links as well before the show starts and try to give you some of the topics and what's going on. We also discuss it in our Discord, but please join us on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Twitch and YouTube, Talking Puck TV. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.